From Nevada Public Radio, I'm Christopher Alvarez, in for Joe Shaneman. It's State of Nevada. It's been 8 months since a shooter entered Frank and Estella Beam Hall on UNLV's campus, shooting and killing three professors. He was shot and killed by police. Immediately after, faculty asked for better security on campus. But now, 8 months later, it's the start of a new college school year, and Beam Hall has reopened with a whole host of security enhancements. To talk about that and what's to come for security at UNLV, Musa Palm is the Vice President of Facilities Management for UNLV. Musa, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Christopher. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Musa, UNLV spent $2.5 million in security and renovation for Beam Hall. Talk to us about those security changes.
Happy to do that. Right after the event happened on December 6th, our team got together and really tried to find out how we could help our campus community recover. We didn't want to forget what happened on that day, but to sort of set the scene a little bit.
Sure.
On the day of the event, we had multi-jurisdictional responses from various agencies. And in the course of helping to keep the campus safe and clearing the campus, there was significant damage incurred. And so our first challenge as our team sort of got together was from our president, Dr. Whitfield, in that we needed to reopen by the spring semester start, which was January 16th. So we had 40 days to put together and implement a number of repair efforts. So we did that in two phases. We were able to open on January 16th for the spring semester, and then we put in some permanent repairs for which we were able to reopen again this fall. Those security measures included, besides repairing of the doors and the things that were damaged, but we also had installation of security cameras on each of the five floors at BEH. We secured the stairwells in the building so that we restricted access to the third, fourth, and fifth floors where we have primarily faculty offices. We're able to do all of those in the amount of time that we're able to take and get it done before the semester begin.
All right. Now, are all these security additions to Beam Hall something UNLV plans to implement to all buildings on campus? You know, those cameras, those security officers.
Yes, the plan is to roll out all of these measures in due course. The Beam Hall has really received the highest priority because of the nature of the incident there. We did about 130 damaged doors within that building and another 150 throughout the rest of the campus buildings that were affected. We also installed telephones in classrooms, which we expect to be rolled out to all of the classroom spaces and lab spaces and congregation spaces around the university.
Now, Musa, Doug Unger, president of the UNLV chapter of the Nevada Faculty Alliance, who we will speak to later in this segment, has said that the committee he's a part of has suggested low to no cost recommendations to improve safety at UNLV, such as creating a universal emergency safety website that all NSHE institutions should have access to, among other things. But he feels that UNLV and NSHE have not moved fast enough to improve safety at UNLV. How would you respond to that?
Certainly, Professor Unger is entitled to that opinion. I can say that I agree that more should be done, and that's why our president has made it a priority as part of the next legislative session to make a request of up to $38 million primarily targeted at security and safety enhancements. So what we've done so far is invest about $2.5 million in the security enhancements, with another $1 million approved for enhanced lighting that is in progress as we speak. But more could be done, more should be done, and we expect that we will receive the support to do more.
Now, I know you're just in charge of facilities, but security goes hand in hand with training. Have there been talks to have active shooter in-person or virtual training for students and faculty?
Yes. As a matter of fact, our University Police Services, our UPD, is offering active assailant safety training this fall, and that's being provided to students, faculty, and staff. Those sessions will include overviews of the kind of extensive training that the officers themselves receive. And that the next session will be on September 5th at 2 p.m.
Okay. Now, there are also plans to establish a memorial or artwork outside of Beam Hall to honor the victims of the shooting. Can you talk a little bit about that and where that process is at?
Yes, as has been communicated to the university community, there has been a December 6th Memorial Committee, which has been working for several months on plans to honor the victims. One initiative is to add memorial artwork to the columns in front of the Frank and Estella Beam Hall. And that call for proposals will be going out to the campus community in the next few weeks.
Musa Palm. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead, Musa.
So the aspirational deadline for that for the artwork is by the 1 year anniversary in December.
Musa Palm, Vice President of Facilities Management at UNLV. Thanks so much for joining us today.
It's been a pleasure and an honor, Christopher. Thank you.
Thank you. The December shooting deaths of three professors on UNLV's campus has led to security improvements in the building where the shooting happened. But what about faculty and staff? Do they think that's enough? And what more would they like to see? Doug Unger is president of the UNLV chapter of the Nevada Faculty Alliance, and I spoke with him earlier this week. So, Doug, first, it's been more than 8 months since the shooting. How are you and UNLV faculty students feeling?
I think there's a part of the usual excitement of coming back to school and starting the school year and meeting our wonderful new students and all of the hope and optimism that comes with starting a new school year. But I must also say that I think faculty and graduate student assistants that I talk to frequently don't feel quite that enough has been done. The Beam Hall renovation is very well achieved. It's providing safety measures for public access to faculty offices, and there are a lot of other security measures that have been implemented. Also, the memorial that's going to be there for the three professors who were killed, Dr. Patricia Navarro Velez, Dr. Chajan Jerry Chang, and Dr. Naoko Takemaro, is going to be, very, very nice and very appropriate. However, I've been part of the Nevada System of Higher Education Chancellor's Ad Hoc Committee on Safety and Security that was impaneled right after the December 6th shootings, and we came up with 13 very important recommendations for improved campus safety, not only for UNLV, but for the system. And other than the renovation of Beam Hall and the addition of the extra security personnel in the yellow uniforms that we see on campus, nothing of that has been achieved. And it's 8 months later. I testified before the interim committee, Joint Committee on Education, that we need to really light a fire under the administrations of NSHE and UNLV to make sure that appropriate safety measures are implemented and it doesn't take a year or longer in order to implement them.
What are some of those things that you have recommended in terms of safety for the campus?
Of the 13 recommendations, five of them can be accomplished without any extra cost. And I've also been a part of, helping to strategize about how to fund the others. But better training. We do not yet even have a revised website for emergency preparedness on our campus. Nothing has been done to streamline communication between police, faculty, and staff and students should another active assailant or another emergency happen. Right now, if there's an emergency that happens on campus, and what December 6th taught us was an emergency was happening at UNLV. The people at CSN and Nevada State University didn't know what the heck was going on, and there was no way to get accurate, updated information. Campus police flooded UNLV and left both those campuses basically deserted of any kind of security personnel and extremely vulnerable. So why is that system still in place, why have not communications been improved? Why is there not a centralized website for all our ENCHI institutions, or at least divided north and south because they have different safety requirements, so that anybody can go to that website and get accurate, updated information as to what's going on, what to do in case of an emergency or an active assailant incident, and, you know, how to make sure that faculty, staff, and students are safe. Longer term, we still don't have appropriate doors. We have doors that will lock if a faculty member goes out into a hallway, runs a Marlock card, and steps back into the classroom. Those classrooms will lock 4 out of 5 times. But we need every classroom door on campus replaced with a system that allows locking from the inside in case of an active assailant emergency. That's longer term and would cost money.
But Doug, on the flip side, you have said there might be some hope for the recommendations you've made to the Nevada System of Higher Education.
On Tuesday morning, at Chancellor Charlton's invitation, I met with her so she could assure me, as a representative of faculty and a representative of the Ad Hoc Committee on Safety and Security, that these measures that we have come up with that have languished for the past few months will be on the agenda of the Board of Regents meeting September 5th and 6th up in Carson City, and that they will grant her the authority to act at least on the cost-neutral measures, which are 5 of the 13 that we've recommended. And so that was very encouraging, and I thank Chancellor Charlton for doing that and for reassuring faculty that, yes, you know, these measures are in process. But I think the system should be acting with a lot more urgency to improve safety statewide.
I wonder, Doug, if you could speak a little bit about when you visited Beam Hall again since its reopening, how does it feel to go inside?
Wow. You know, I taught in Beam Hall early in my career, and, you know, I have good memories of teaching in that building. It still feels a little spooky to me, not spooky exactly, but a little uncomfortable. Despite the renovations and despite the safety measures that have been taken, I have 3 good friends who have their offices in Beam Hall and are in Beam Hall a great deal. And they also feel saddened in addition to being slightly discomforted. They're behind Marlock, not very easily accessible doors now, so they can't be intruded upon by a stranger who means them harm. But there's also a sacrifice to that that we all feel, which is, wow, we're not any longer the kind of open, free access public university we were. We now need these security barriers between us and the public and our students in many cases. And that makes us feel more isolated and alone and, you know, saddened by the state of affairs, which is really a cultural condition. I've been invited before the end of the month to participate in a policy discussion by the White House Office on the Prevention of Gun Violence. And I hope to talk about what I feel is generally needed, which is a long-term plan for education, cultural shifting of messages, trying to get our society to the place where an individual does not think reaching for a gun is the way to solve a grievance or, you know, a sudden disagreement. How do we approach the culture and change that and get a culture that respects guns the way they should be respected?
Doug Unger, president of the UNLV chapter of the Nevada Faculty Alliance, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much, Christopher.